This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
HarperCollins presents The Realms of the Gods, Book 4 of the Immortals Quartet, by Tamora Pierce, read by Sarah Ovens. Prologue. A magical barrier had separated the realms of the gods from the mortal realms for over 400 years. While it stood, mortals were safe from the legendary creatures known as immortals, so named because, unless they were slain, they lived forever. Giants, stormwings, griffins, basilisks, tauruses, coldfangs, ogres, centaurs, winged horses, unicorns. In time, all became the stuff of children's tales, or the concern of scholars who explored the records of times long gone. In the 8th year of the reign of Jonathan and Thiot of Tortall, mages in Carthac found the long-lost spells that were the keys to gates into the divine realms. Azorn, the Carthaki emperor, turned those spells to his own use. His agents opened gates into other kingdoms, freeing immortals to weaken Carthac's enemies for later conquest. Even those immortals who were peaceful or indifferent to human affairs created panic and confusion wherever they went. Gate after gate was opened.